Welcome to Total Health Transformation Podcast, hosted by Dr. Danny Scarhill. Dr. Danny is a doctor of chiropractic, an author, speaker, and trainer. And on the THT podcast, he interviews other health experts to glean further insights that will help you achieve total health transformation.
Welcome to the Total Health Transformation Podcast. My name's Dr. Danny Scarhill, the founder of DannyScarhill.com, the author of Total Health Transformation, the proven system to unlock limitless energy, motivation, and health, and the creator of the Total Health Transformation programs. Let's get straight into it on this episode. Welcome to the THT Podcast. We've got another fantastic guest for you, Elizabeth Hack. Now, Elizabeth comes from a background working within the fitness industry and alongside independent gym owners across the globe, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, to ultimately encourage the non-active segment of the community to make exercise a part of their daily lives. Elizabeth is passionate about creating healthy, positive communities. She runs an exercise, music, dance class called Booty Shakers, empowering women to be confident in their own bodies. Without further ado, welcome to the THT podcast. Elizabeth, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Danny. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. So tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get to where you are now?
So currently, I'm the client success coach. I help chiropractors serve the community and make the whole world healthier through the blessing of chiropractic that is in the world. But prior to that, I actually used to work within a company called Creative Fitness Marketing, and I loved it. I just helped people every single day start their fitness journeys. So I actually worked with independent gym owners and moved all around the world every 6 weeks, living out of a suitcase. And we used to run these marketing campaigns, and the whole message behind them was that exercise is for life, not just you join a gym, do a couple of sessions, and you're going to be fit and healthy. So we actually used to look after the non-active segment of the community and encourage them that fitness isn't something that happens over 3 months, 6 months. It's actually something that's going to be for the rest of your life. And the memberships that we used to provide them were actually three-year memberships at an extremely discounted rate. So everyone won on every level. It really sat in my heart very nicely. During that time, I decided to get qualified in exercise to music, because I absolutely love dancing, I love fitness classes, and I just really, really enjoy being able to serve the community personally myself. And plus, it's really good fun. My class, as the name suggests, is a bit funny. We call it Booty Shakers. We're not there to take ourselves too seriously. We're not going to be on any dance competitions anytime soon, but it just makes people feel good. I actually started it last May, when the lockdown hit, and it's just been fantastic. It's just growing, and I just really, really enjoy doing it and helping people get a little bit healthier. And again, I'm kind of looking after those that are trying to start their fitness journey.
Cool. Sounds good. So the Booty Shakers, is that like, is it in any way similar to Zumba?
I would say it's Zumba-esque. Zumba's like kind of set structures and set songs, but yeah, it's just the chart hits that you hear on the radio with exercise routines that I've made up just to feel good. I mean, we've just done Love Shack ready for Valentine's, and that one's pretty good fun. And I actually, partway through that song, I do a squat hold for a good couple of minutes, so I really focus on sculpting and toning your body at the same time and having a good laugh.
Cool. That sounds like some of the stuff that you do in your classes would be great on something like TikTok with all the dancing and stuff. It'd be good marketing for you.
I've had a go at some of the TikTok dances. They're quite complex. They put me to shame a little bit. But yes, I think it would be a great platform to showcase it on.
Absolutely. Cool. So am I right in thinking you used to be a personal trainer in the past as well, Elizabeth?
So the CFM days, I was just a consultant, so I'd help people. I'm not a qualified personal trainer, but my partner is. So health and talking about all the elements that's going to help you grow is a hot topic in our house. I know you've got a lot of chiropractic friends out there that, you know, we're taught chiropractic in their off time, and we talk about fat loss and exercise programs in our off time.
Cool. Excellent. Over the years, when you've been striving to improve your health, like most of us are, what were some of the biggest lessons that you learned and challenges that you overcame along the way?
Yeah, so I've always really been fit and healthy. I was really blessed in my upbringing. I was able to do any dance class I wanted. I used to be a horse rider. And one thing I used to maintain, and I always strove for perfection in everything I did, including my schoolwork. I was an A-star kind of student. By the time that I hit college, I decided that I wanted to work with animals. I'm actually also a qualified dog groomer. So a few strings to my bow. I enjoy it all. And I put myself under such immense pressure to get the best grades that I could, because the course that I was on, you didn't need A stars to get on it. You could be a D student and get on it. So I put myself under all this immense pressure, and I ended up actually having a breakdown when I was 18. I was hit with really hard depression, anxiety, agoraphobia, couldn't leave the house. You wouldn't imagine it now, hey Danny, how chatty I am all the time now. I actually lost a year of my life through depression, and the antidepressants that I was on made me gain a lot of weight, plus I wasn't in the mindset to move, so I actually ended up being a size 16 to 18. And this, I love showing people the photos from back then to now, because it's just really, it was a really great motivator when I was helping people get into exercise, because it's easy to look at someone in their current state and go, oh, easy, you've always been skinny. No, like I've really struggled, and I've had those challenges myself. And the biggest lesson during that time was just to take the pressure off myself, and also not to worry about what other people were thinking. The main thing that my biggest lesson is, I think they think. I used to say that a lot. I used to pretend like I was a mind reader and think that everyone had these alternate thoughts about me, and I've learned it's none of my business. Everyone can think what they want to think, and as long as you're happy with where you're at yourself, then you're winning.
I like that. Good. It reminds me of a phrase, I forget who said it, but it was basically, what you think of me is none of my business. That reminded me of that one. I never would have thought that you were a size 16 to 18 at any point in your life. I would imagine you're probably at most, probably a size 8 now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So some interesting challenges throughout life. I mean, for all of us, what's happened in our life shapes who we become and who we are now, doesn't it?
For sure. Yeah, I grew so much, and my mental fortitude is much stronger having had gone through that stage. But that's another thing that I really love with my dance class, is that I'm really looking after some people that have gone through challenges like that. And it's given them the opportunity to not take themselves too seriously for an hour.
Yeah, I like it. Brilliant. So how important, well, obviously I know you're going to say it's very important, but to what extent is moving the body important in terms of regulating our emotions?
It's huge. They say you've got to use energy to have energy, and I always know that if I've started the day with a workout, then my energy for the day and to be able to serve people to the highest level is much better. There's also the scientific research about the endorphins that you get after exercise, and I think it's just that feeling of achievement. It's like a tick on your self fulfilling list for that day, that if you manage to get it done, then you just feel good about yourself, and those micro wins add up to changing your outlook and your personality and your positivity for the day.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. Definitely set you up for the day when you've exercised. For me, early in the morning, or certainly in the morning as opposed to afternoon, evening works best. Do you have a preference of the earlier the better?
I do prefer mornings, but I know that lots of people, I'm an early bird, whereas I know some people are better in the evening. So I think it's always best to just cater it around whatever works for you, but I'm an early riser. I prefer to be up and training at like 7 a.m. versus training at 7 p.m. after a day at work.
Me too, definitely. I mean, yeah, obviously it's your schedule dictates when you can train and stuff. I just find that when I train in the morning, everything is so much better than waiting the whole day and then exercising. I find that quite a struggle personally, but it's personal in there. Cool. So in terms of your inspiration to get healthy over the years in the past and also currently now, who used to inspire you and who does now?
I wouldn't say I have an external influencer. I am very self-motivated. When I feel good, everything else flows a bit easier. The fact that my partner is a PT and looks amazing, however, has gone through a massive fitness journey himself. We actually knew each other from school, and he was I don't think you'll mind me saying, he was a bit of a larger lad at school. So he's gone through an incredible journey himself. And so just that maintenance makes me feel good, and that's where I get my inspiration. It took me until my late 20s to be confident in a bikini or anything like that. So, I don't have any direct fitness influences, but obviously throughout my years as CFM, I worked with bodybuilders, all natural, no juicing or anything in that sense. And I was just very blessed to be in such an amazing environment. The company I also used to work with, the creator of the company, Dave, created a product called MyZone, which is a fitness tracker belt, and it monitors your heart rate as you exercise, and you get effort points depending on how much effort you put into a movement. So obviously high cardio is going to raise your heart rate, so it goes off your maximum heart rate. So you can get more points the higher that is, but you can also use it under a weights element, whereas if I'm doing like a bicep curl and my zone level is at like 60%, then I'm like, oh, I could probably do that a touch heavier or a touch longer, so that I know that I'm actually training at a peak state so that I can change my body composition. And they've got an amazing way of keeping you engaged. And today, actually, I just got my gold award, which means that I've managed to maintain my exercise for 12 months on the trot and got the correct amount of effort points each month. And it's not easy, I'll put it that way.
Excellent. Well done. Good job. So what advice would you give to people listening right now who perhaps haven't exercised for ages? You know, you hear so many people like, particularly after the first lockdown, oh, I put on so much weight after the lockdown, as if it was a lockdown's fault kind of thing. So those people that perhaps want to shift a few pounds, what's a really simple way for them to get started and to get an easy win, to get off the couch, so to speak?
Yeah, so the biggest thing that I would say is just to take everything one step at a time. If you suddenly go, right, I'm going to exercise 5 days a week, I'm going to start tomorrow, I'm going to eat clean, you're just not going to be able to maintain it. So one thing at a time. And actually, the basic first thing you can do is drinking more water, just to try and make sure you get those 2 litres in the day. And you find out that you actually need to drink that water instead of that wine in the evening, because to try and get the whole 2 litres in. And then when you decide that it's time to start that exercise program, or just to move a touch more, even if it's just to go out for a walk, which is all we can do at some stages of these lockdowns, start with like 1 day a week and just commit to yourself that on a Tuesday morning I'm going to get out and I'm going to do that walk, and then once that is happy for you and your body, then you can make it 2 days a week, and you just build it up with what you feel comfortable with. If you just go full out straight away, you just end up sore and regretting life, and then you're not going to really want to do it again. So that's my biggest tip, is just to make micro commitments that is going to move the needle in the right direction for you. And you know what it is. If your habit at the moment is to drink a couple of glasses of wine in the evening or have a couple of chocolates in front of the TV, that could be your first step. I'm only going to have two glasses instead of four, or, you know, or one chocolate instead of six. We're all about balance in our household. We do have chocolates. I will have a drink on a weekend if I want to. Like, there's no, I don't like shaming any kind of foods. But if you can move your habits in a way that complements you, then you've got that balance of, yeah, when I want to be naughty, I can be naughty. But on the most part, I'm, yeah, looking after my body and getting the water in and getting those little bits of movement that works for me and my fitness level right now.
Excellent. Good stuff. So we know there's lots of different things that strengthen the immune system, exercise being one of them. What are some other simple things people can do to boost their immune system?
You said exercise, nutrition, and hydration are the three things that I would personally, oh, and chiropractic, of course. Yes. Speaking to Dr. Danny here. With the hydration, it just helps flush out the toxins from your system, which is going to really help your immune system. And with your nutrition, by going down the route of choosing foods that are going to nourish your body rather than make your body under more pressure to process them, it's going to really help your immune system. Oh, another thing is sleep quality. So I've actually, since 2017, I've been listening to a meditation tape every evening before I go to bed, because I used to find it really hard to unwind. So if anyone's, you know, lockdown stressing you out, or there's a lot going on your plate with work or children or anything like that, there is free apps out there, and even on YouTube you can get wind down meditations to really help you set off to sleep. Because if you can get a good amount of sleep, that's really going to help your immune system, alongside your other healthy habits that you hopefully are able to start implementing.
Excellent. Good stuff. So in terms of how crucial a positive mindset is to good health, what would you say are the implications of a persistent negative mindset, or kind of focusing on the bad stuff that's going on in the world? How does that have a detrimental effect to your health?
Yeah, I'd love to quote T. Harv Eker here. He has an amazing teaching that your thoughts lead to your feelings, that lead to your actions, that lead to your results. So if you start off with those thoughts, those positive thoughts will lead to your positive feelings, which will lead to your positive actions, like getting out for that walk, getting that water in, and then will lead to results. Because as soon as you start seeing results in your own body, you're going to want to keep doing it. Whereas if you have a negative mindset or a poor mindset, you're going to think detrimental to yourself. This is when you can go into negative spirals, as I've experienced. So just think bad thoughts, bad results. Good thoughts, good actions and good results. It's easier to say it than to do it, but the more that you can catch yourself in those moments when you're being talking nastily to yourself, like, would you really say that to somebody else? Oh, you're so silly. Well, why did you forget that? Because we're human. So just being more conscious about the thoughts that you're or the things that you're saying to yourself can really make a big impact in your ultimate results of your health and well-being.
I like it. As you were talking about Harv there, it reminded me of something I heard him say years ago in one of his seminars, probably MMI. He was talking about that what you put out there comes back. So he was saying, if you put crap out there, crap will come back. You will become a crap magnet. That really reminded me of that, because he's a very interesting speaker, isn't he? He's got some charisma for sure. Cool. So what have you got coming up in the next 12 months in your busy schedule? What are your goals on over the next year or so, Elizabeth?
Well, I'd love to grow and serve more of my community, the Booty Shakers, on a Sunday. However, I'm also under I've got a lot of opportunities within my current role in DC Practice Growth to speak more on stage. So being a speaker and being able to influence more people, to help more people, promote and bring their lives up in the health and wellness environment, is a huge passion of mine. So I'd love to be a little bit more of a influence in the sense of being able to serve our communities across the globe to make better life choices, and have the support from incredible doctors of health, such as chiropractors, physios, and your general doctors in that process, and personal trainers, of course.
Excellent. Like it. So we look forward to seeing you on more stages in the near future then, yeah?
Yes, please.
Good stuff. Where's the best place for people to find you online if they want to reach out to you, learn a bit more about you and connect with you?
Facebook. I'm Elizabeth Hack on Facebook. I am also on LinkedIn. So I think those two are the best places to reach out to me.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, thanks for taking out some time to be on the THT podcast with us today, Elizabeth. It's been fantastic. Thank you.
No trouble at all. And remember, progress, not perfection.
Like it. Love it. Have a fantastic rest of your day and I'll speak soon, yeah?
Thank you.
Cheers.
You've been listening to the THT podcast with myself, Dr. Danny Scarhill. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or any one of the other outlets where we stream. Like us on Facebook, that's facebook.com/totalhealthtransformation. You can also find more information about myself on my website, dannyscarhill.com, where you'll find lots of fantastic information and some free products for you as well. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care. All the best.
You've been listening to Dr. Danny Scarhill on the Total Health Transformation Podcast, helping you to eat, move, and think on purpose. See you on our next episode.